From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, October 13th. I'm Marty Derlin.
People have been very, very good during this COVID period in regards to keeping their pets at home, not allowing their pets to stray, you know, and roam free and get picked up by a citizen or animal control. So our numbers have been almost in half of what they normally are. And that's because people are home. They're actually socializing with the pets. Pets are actually become stress relief. They're actually, you know, to socialize with them, play with them, walk with them, pet them on the couch. People are actually looking forward to the interactions that they're having with their pets. And it's not just my shelter, this shelter here. This is kind of standard across the board throughout the United States.
That's Rich Molinari, director of the Mendocino County Animal Shelter, with one facility in Ukiah, the other in Fort Bragg. The shelters take in dogs and cats that are picked up by animal control or relinquished by their families. The county shelters see some 2,000 animals per year. Some 200 are euthanized. Along with another dozen rescue organizations in the county, the shelters spay or neuter about 3,000 animals annually. During this unusual year with a health crisis and fire evacuations, those who take care of our animals have had to adapt their responses.
You know, with the fires, we run a disaster emergency shelter. And for the Oak Fire, we were set up in Willits. And for the August Fire, we were set up in Covelo. And we were there for the Oak Fire for 4 or 5 days, and Covelo, I think, for 10 or 11. And we harbored and cared for about 60 animals at each location. We do require that the owners try to come as much as possible to socialize with their pet animals during the time of the crisis. It can be a very stressful situation for the animals, especially kind of being around other animals and a lot of barking and, you know, a lot of movement, a lot of activity. But the owners, for the most part, do a pretty good job. We'll have 2 to 4 staff members usually, and then somebody's there usually 24/7 too. So in case in the middle of the night there's more evacuations, we have a staff member there that's there to assist them.
Molinari says adoptions are up, and Mendocino County supplies a demand from other counties for adoptable animals.
We do about 800 to 900 adoptions a year. We transfer about 300 or 400 of these animals out to other rescue groups, local and out of county.
Veterinarians, too, have had to alter their usual practices. But Dr. Charlotte Burns of the Mendocino Animal Hospital in Ukiah says some things haven't changed. She sees a lot of dogs and cats because of vehicle-related accidents.
We've probably seen about 2 or 3 this week already. You know, sometimes it happens just in front of the house, sometimes out and about. Common injury is actually the animals sleeping under your own car tire. You know, you back up the car and you don't know they're there. That's super common. Or they come running out to greet you and you're driving down your dirt road and they just stumble under the tire. So super common injury.
If an animal is very sick or damaged by accident or abuse, the question of whether or not to employ life-saving measures is a difficult one.
Now, this is a pretty common conversation that we have on a daily basis, and it's quality of life versus quantity or length of time that we're here on the earth. And the majority of people opt for quality. Unfortunately, that's when finances will often come into play too. It's like, you know, yeah, you can spend a lot of money and still have an animal who's going to have to be euthanized or is going to die on their own. And so you have to have some reality checks. And during the time of COVID and with the pandemic and some people having, decreases in their income, then, money is an issue, and it's not a comfortable conversation, but it's one we have to have with everyone.
Burns says sometimes euthanasia is the best answer to an inevitable decline.
Even during this time, I've done some house call euthanasias, and ideally we do them outside, which can be very lovely. The animals relax, they're in their yard. It can be very beautiful.
The way veterinarians are seeing animals has changed, and Burns says it may be for the better.
I've been really surprised during this time of COVID and wearing these masks that I thought the animals would be more freaked out with them. And they're really not. You know, we don't let clients into the building in order to try to keep our staff safe too, because the exam rooms are too small for social distancing. So we're bring the animals in separate from the clients. And in general, the animals are doing really well. And I think part of that is because they're not sitting in the waiting room watching everyone else and getting nervous and hearing everything else. They're sitting with their people out in their car. They come in, we do what we need to do, and they get to go right back out.
Because of fires and other emergencies, Burns says it's best to be prepared.
You know, everyone talks about having their go bags ready, and I would definitely like to reiterate to make sure you have your leashes and your collars and enough carriers for kitties or small dogs. You know, if you can get your cat used to having a supper in his carrier or getting some treats in there at night, or that's where one of his beds is, it'll make that moment easier.
For KZYX and Z, I'm Marty Derlin. For all of our stories, plus photos and more, visit kzyx.org.